Okay, so there's been a lot of buzz lately about fair pay in restaurants, and we're diving deep into a recent article all about it. Specifically, how Colorado's Equal Pay for Equal Work Act is impacting the restaurant industry.
Definitely a hot topic.
And we're going to break it down for, anyone working in or just interested in the restaurant world.
Absolutely.
Why is this important?
Well, because it's not just about legal mumbo jumbo.
Right.
It's about creating stronger teams,
Yeah.
attracting top talent, and
Right.
honestly building a more sustainable industry.
Okay, so we've got this article. It's written by Kelly Daniels,
She's great.
and she runs a consulting firm that helps restaurants.
Yeah, specifically with their finances.
So she's seen it all.
Oh, yeah, she really knows her stuff.
And the article breaks down this Equal Pay for Equal Work Act. And like the core principle seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, equal pay for equal work.
Right, but of course the devil's in the details.
Always.
So how does this actually work in a restaurant setting?
Okay, so the law talks about equal pay for substantially similar roles, regardless of gender, which is huge.
Makes sense.
But it gets tricky because it uses this criteria of skill, effort, and responsibility to compare jobs.
And those are kind of subjective, right? Like, how do you really measure those things, especially in a busy kitchen?
Yeah, you're totally right. It's not always black and white.
Like, the article gave this example of a line cook versus a prep cook.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Their skills might be different,
Sure.
but the effort and responsibility could be pretty similar depending on the restaurant and how they operate.
Exactly. And that's what's causing a lot of restaurant owners to really rethink
Like
things.
a puzzle they gotta solve.
Yeah, they're having to analyze their job descriptions, maybe even restructure certain
To
role.
make sure they're in compliance.
Yeah, and avoid legal trouble down the road.
But the article goes beyond just compliance.
Totally.
It emphasizes this idea of transparency, which I found really interesting. Like, imagine seeing the pay range for a job right there in the posting.
Whoa, that would be a game changer.
Right. No more awkward salary negotiations or wondering if you're being underpaid.
Exactly. Everything's out in the open.
But wouldn't some restaurant owners like totally resist that? I mean, it kind of shifts the power dynamic, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. It does change things.
Yeah.
Some owners might feel like they're losing control.
Yeah.
But honestly, the smart ones, they'll realize it's a huge advantage.
Oh, how so?
Well, think about it. You attract better talent because people know what to expect.
Makes sense.
You build trust with your employees,
Yeah.
and ultimately, you create a more stable workforce.
So it's good for business in the long run.
Exactly.
The article mentioned a restaurant in Denver, Farm to Table,
I love that
that
place.
started doing this whole transparent pay thing,
Yeah.
and their turnover rate like plummeted.
I've heard that too. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they're known for being a great place to work.
And they have amazing food.
Okay, so we've talked about transparency attracting talent, but the article also dives into this whole record-keeping aspect.
Oh, the paperwork.
I know, right? Not the most exciting part,
Not really.
but it sounds like it's super important for staying compliant.
Oh, absolutely. It's crucial.
So what kind of records are we talking about?
Well, think wage history, job descriptions, promotion criteria, all that stuff needs to be documented.
Okay, so basically anything related to pay and how those decisions are made.
Exactly. It protects both the restaurant and the employee.
So it's worth the effort.
Definitely.
So, okay, let's say a restaurant owner's listening to this.
Right.
They're on board with fair pay.
Great.
They want to do things right.
Awesome.
Where do they even start?
Well, the article recommends starting with a pay audit.
Okay, a pay audit. What's that?
It's basically a checkup for your compensation system.
Gotcha.
You're looking for any discrepancies or potential problems before they become big legal issues.
So it's like preventative medicine for your business.
Exactly.
Okay, and the article also mentioned something about clear job descriptions.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
How does that play into it?
Well, if you don't have clear job descriptions, how can you possibly compare roles fairly?
Right, it's like apples and oranges.
And then you need to make sure your staff is trained on the new policies.
So everyone's on the same page.
It's all about creating that culture of fairness.
And that starts from the top down.
Absolutely. The leadership needs to set the example.
Okay, so for restaurant owners who want to go beyond the article,
Yeah.
where can they find more guidance on this whole pay equity thing?
Well, there are some fantastic organizations out there, like the Restaurant Opportunity Center.
Okay, I've heard of them.
They offer tons of resources, training materials, all focused on implementing fair pay practices.
So it's not just about meeting the bare minimum legal requirements.
No, it's about going above and beyond, creating a workplace where everyone feels valued.
I love that.
It's good for business, and it's the right thing to do.
So it's like fair pay isn't just a box to check. it's truly an investment in the success of your restaurant.
100%.
I think that's a really powerful way to put it.
Imagine a world where every restaurant embraces pay equity.
It's a nice thought.
What would that do for the industry? Would we see more diversity in leadership?
Maybe.
Would the dining experience itself be elevated because everyone from the busser to the chef feels respected and valued?
I think so.
It's an exciting thing to think about.
Yeah, it really is.
And, you know, anyone listening who needs help navigating all of this,
yeah,
Kelly Daniels' firm is a great resource.
There's so much good info in this article.
For sure.
Really makes you think about the power of fair pay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure.
And to everyone listening, if you're looking to create a more equitable and successful restaurant,
yes,
definitely check out Kelly Daniels' firm and those resources we mentioned.
You won't regret it.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, folks.
See ya.
Until next time.